Welcome to Claudio's Speakeasy and Radio Theater. Your host, Claudio, Renaissance man and bard of WCOM, has opened the doors of the Speakeasy again to invite you all in to find a seat and get comfortable.
I be here. Good morning, Audrey, and everyone.
Good morning.
Everyone tuning us in. This is the still recovering from our Halloween radio show. That was actually a fun one with everybody playing their dramas.
That was a
live
good one.
On air. Yeah. Looking forward to actually hearing it. I haven't listened to the show yet, but you got me a CD copy, so that's my task today.
That's right. And, of course, you can go to our podcast on WCOM.
That's right.
FM and click on Claudio Speakeasy and you'll find the show.
And you can download them for free, so please
Absolutely.
Help yourselves to that. And today, of course, is Get Out the Vote Day, and we definitely suggest it's in the inimitable words of Robin Williams, politicians are like diapers. They need to be changed often and for the same reason, because it's getting funky in America. I also think we need to get politically correct with the White House. We can no longer call it just the White House. I think we should just call it the outhouse.
Oh, well.
That's color free. And it seems to be what it's living up to these days. I heard somebody say we should call it the outhouse because that's where America takes a dump. So I think
you're in a good mood today.
Yes, it's time to take out some politicians, people. We got some people over there that really need to go find a job.
And basically, everybody out there, if you want the ability to complain and grouse, you've got to get out. Vote locally.
That's
think
right.
globally.
Mm-hmm.
Get out and, you know, think about what's going on out there.
If there's
there.
Somebody you don't think is doing their job, today's the day to kick them in the butt.
Right. I mean, it can be tiresome of sitting around people about complaining all the time when they don't do anything about
Today's
it
Today's actually the day you can do something about it. So
yes.
Get off the couch.
And in between elections, be involved in how your area, your town, your
Absolutely.
County is being run.
I think today is going to prove to be quite historic. It's actually going to show the world that Americans are standing up because they're unhappy with what they see. The world is only a little unhappy that it takes so much for America to catch on. I was talking with you earlier that I'm really in praise of the French. When the government doesn't do what the French people want, they stop buying gasoline, they let trash pile up. They basically make their point. And funny, we don't hear anything more about what's going on because the French people have not surrendered to the government. The government will eventually surrender to the people and do their job. That's what we should do in America. But all of a sudden, the media, owned by these corporate moguls, doesn't want the American people to hear that the French haven't backed down.
You know, I have often had that thought in the past about the about war in general. What if everybody just sat down and said no?
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody, no. I'm not going to go out there with a weapon and kill people. No. We're just going to sit down here at home and grow our food and be good to our neighbors.
I saw a bumper sticker to that on the way in this morning. It said, dismantle globally, support locally.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's what we need to go back to. And it looks like the ladies from ArtSync have made it after all. Weren't sure. We weren't quite sure what the show was going to be today, but I'm used to sort of flying by the seat of my pants. So it was going to be something, just weren't sure what. Those are your headsets.
Yes.
And actually what we're going to do, why don't we go ahead and play some music while I set things up in the studio with the ladies since they've just come in. We're
going
to be
good.
Talking about ArtSync magazine out of Wilmington today. Two ladies have just driven that far to be here with us. And we'll get back to that after some soothing music by Natalie Cole.
Darling. trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in. The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start.
And a great thank you to Natalie Cole for
bringing
us in too.
We thought we'd be Claudia, we thought we'd
speakeasy.
Enter you into this political havoc gently. And we have Christine Clemens here, the proprietor of ArtSync magazine, as well as a friend, actually somebody that is being represented in the magazine right now, if I'm not mistaken, Nancy Alinovi of a shop called Adore, which is based on elegant recycling, the going green theme. Again, Christine Clemens is with ArtSync magazine. I want to give a quick shout out to the Historic Carolina Theatre of Durham, my primary sponsor here on Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theatre. Also thank my co-host for being back in the picture. She's been actually in performance mode for a while, at least last time you were on the show.
I've left my witch behind.
And I also have to thank...
Kind of.
Yes, indeed. But you did that so well. And also a big thanks to Blake Tedder for stepping in and running sound for
great.
Us. He did a wonderful job. I've also been asked by a friend here, my former co-host, to make this quick statement. Songs by John Paul McLellan and Joel Keel will play live, I guess that's the name of a band, at Time Out Sports Bar at the Holiday Inn at Fordham Boulevard and Ephesus Church Road on Friday, November 5th from 7 to 10 p.m. There will also be an open mic segment. Songs, in quotes, as he has it, will play live on John Paul's Truth Quest and Variety Hour, which normally comes on after my show, on Tuesday, November 11th, from a.m. to noon. I'm pretty sure he's out taking care of politics today because I think he's responsible for his district and voting and things of that nature.
Yeah, I think he has in the past, I know, sat at the
get out the vote thing.
Right.
And the email, in case you want to inquire any more about that, is songs@nc.rr.com for more information. And that is for John Paul McLellan. Big shout out.
Go, John.
Indeed.
Go John
Carolina
Paul.
Theater has the Latin. Let me get this straight here. I know they're listening, so, I got you. Carolina Theatre has a program now called Carolina Connects, and one of the first things they're doing there is the Latin American Film Festival, which started yesterday and I think goes all the way through January, off and on. So keep your eye on the Carolina Theatre for all kinds of upcoming events. Just go to...
Yes, somebody was here just yesterday on La Salud Familiar talking about that.
Oh, good, yeah.
Yes. So it's great.
That's when it started.
Got great shows coming up.
Indeed. So that's what's happening with the Carolina Theatre. Just look up their website, carolinatheatre.org, I believe it is, isn't it? You seem to remember that better than I do.
Yes, .org. I'm looking at my page in front of me.
Good. Don't want to blow it. I know they're listening.
Yes.
So cheers to the Carolina Theatre. And at this point, we're going to make it all things ArtSync magazine. So I'm going to invite Christine Clemens on to tell us and catch us up on the magazine. Hello. Great seeing you again. It's been so long, I didn't recognize the girl, almost.
We almost didn't make it.
Yeah, tell us a story about that.
We, like, almost fell in the hole of
I think
Carborough.
We owe a debt of gratitude to the Carborough Police Department,
yes,
who escorted them here.
Yes, walked us here, actually.
See, they know where the troublemakers are, Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater.
No, we went to them and said, we surrender, we're troublemakers.
Perfect.
Lost troublemakers, yeah.
So from the host of the show, thank you very much, Carborough Police Department, for bringing them here.
Because they really did walk us here.
Oh, they walked you
here.
Absolutely. That's even more impressive.
Us here. Yes.
Well, two lovely ladies. You can't go wrong.
Right. That was awesome.
That cop was looking good.
That was awesome. They were very good looking. Well, there was only one,
handsome.
But, you know, we talked to a couple, and they're all very, everyone here in Carborough is beautiful.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
They're all very handsome and beautiful. And
yes, we mold them that way.
And helpful.
Yes.
Indeed.
It's just the street signs we don't really
yes,
like
well,
that much here.
You found it now you know where it is. Yes, get closer to that mic. Pretend you're a rock and roll star. Well, catch me up on the magazine. All of a sudden I hear it's going national.
Well, we are national.
You are national already?
We are. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, catch me up on that if you don't mind.
We're really excited about it.
No doubt.
This is our next issue. Is our first national.
Oh, okay. And when does that come out?
We're hoping sometime within November we'll be out. But
oh, really?
We're not giving
that's
a date
because
until we have the advertising, you know, we're not going to.
Fantastic. And do you mind explaining how you made that big a leap? I mean, that's pretty good from being North Carolina-based out of Wilmington and now all of a sudden national.
We have to follow the advertising.
In a short amount of time, too, I might add.
Yeah, I mean, a year, four
couple
issues.
Of years you've been going now. Yeah.
Right. And it was the right time. It's a little scary, but the right time to do it, and we need the national support, and it gives our writers and everyone else more of a bigger venue too. But we're still gonna feature three North Carolina artists in every issue. So.
What I mean, my curiosity is what brought about the decision to go national.
Well, we had to follow the advertising.
And how were you getting national advertising?
Well, we weren't getting it here in North Carolina. Oh. So, you know, in order to get some of that advertising, you sort of have to follow the features and the interviews. And a lot of those are outside of North Carolina. And so the more, I mean, it's, we're national. We still support North Carolina. It's not, you know, we're not abandoning the state.
Oh, I wasn't thinking that
but
at all.
There really isn't like one hardcore reason for it. It's the right move to make, and we're excited about it.
You
and
also have a lot of fans
right
outside of North Carolina.
That makes sense for us. We do. Most of our fans are from outside of North Carolina.
Interesting.
I think the H.R. Giger interview helped with that. Mm-hmm. You know, having our icons and their
give
whole
us a rundown
fan base.
Give us a rundown on who you've had in the magazine since its inception.
Well, since the, for national or international, we've had Robert Williams, the founder of Juxtapose, and Steven Serio, who has done like some CD, all the artwork for. I don't have any of my notes here. We'll get back to that.
Right,
I'll come
we'll
back
there.
To that.
Flying by the seat of your pants is what we do. Yeah.
Right, and not enough coffee this morning.
Sorry,
we were up late.
That's my fault.
Yeah, we were up late. And
we can do the coffee thing right after the show.
We had H.R. Giger and
that's pretty
Spider
impressive.
Web.
How'd you find H.R. Giger?
Well, Geiger. It's Giger.
Giger, okay. Uh-huh. Whoops.
Yep, it's okay. It's a common mistake, but it is Giger. Well, his agent, Les Baramy, helped us, and George Petros, one of our editors, and my stepdad, you know, kind of helped put that together.
Whom I still want to bring on the show at some point.
I'm sure he'd love to, but he is not a morning person.
Oh, God.
And actually...
Well, we can always pre-record, I suppose.
Yeah, you can do a recording and put it on later.
I can send him send him assist. Well, yeah, we'll have to figure that out. Maybe at some point do it by telephone somewhere.
I think he'd love to.
I'd love it myself. I'm just sorry the opportunity slipped away back.
They're coming out with the second edition of Art That Kills.
Ah.
January. I think it's Creation Books.
As a separate, not part of ArtSync, as a separate book.
Right.
Like the first one.
I was just giving you a little rundown on him.
Good.
And his partner, Stephen Blush, just... released the second edition of American Hardcore like a month ago. I think that's Feral House Publishing. So I'm hoping I'm getting all the titles and stuff right.
Yeah,
but,
good.
Yeah, I would definitely get up with him.
Well, I'll try to respect him not being a morning person, but we could, you know, we may have to twist his arm to get on the phone. We've had quite a few telephone interviews from New York and places and Texas.
Okay.
We did... Stefan Crump,
right,
from New York, Brooklyn, and also from Texas. We did the I interviewed, Clay McClinton, son of Delbert, and he hadn't had his coffee either, as I recall.
Yes, he was saying later that he thought he sounded sleepy.
Yes, so you're in good company.
I feel a little dopey.
So give us a little bit of who you are, Nancy.
Well, I'm a big fan of the magazine, the ArtSync magazine, so. That's how I know Christine, but I started a business a little over a year ago selling high-end designer clothing resale and trying to get more of a fashion vibe into the area where I live, which is not in Carrboro, but close.
Well, tell us where it is.
In Cary.
In Cary, okay.
And, you know, we're not all soccer moms there that wear khaki pants, so, so I'm trying to bring a lot, you know, just a different vibe and help people express themselves through clothing and being recycled clothing as well. So,
and this is the business Adore.
Adore.
Where'd the name come from, if you don't mind?
I don't know. It just came to me, and I like the sound of it. It's simple, and it reminds me, it evokes, I like the 30s and the 40s and black and white movies, and it just... fit in with that vision for me. So
stands out nicely, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I like the going green element.
Yeah, so it's we go green. We also participate in a lot of charities and do fashion shows and things like that. So we're getting more well-known in Raleigh. We're going to open another store in Raleigh in March and doing an online store. And I just kind of I want it to be a fun.
Tell them about your bling night.
It sounds like fun.
The bling night.
Yeah, a lot of fun. We're having bling night, and we did this last year.
Get a little closer to the mic,
we're having a bling night, and okay.
It's December 1st.
It's December 1st in Cary at the store, and
not bada bing, but bling. Okay.
Bling.
You can bring your gold.
Yeah, we
and sell it.
We have a friend of mine who happens to be a jeweler. She's going to be there buying scrap gold for cash. And gold now is astronomical.
Oh,
the price
yeah,
is
no
insane.
Doubt.
So you have one earring, you lost the other, you can get like $100. So it's whatever. It's great way for to get some cash. And all our jewelry is going to be on sale. And we serve martinis, and we're going to have music and. Three designers, Joanna Ellie from Good Girls Studio will be there, Molly Anderson from Molly Beads, and Zass Designs. And they're three local jewelers. Zass Designs also is all recycled.
Mm-hmm.
Joanna Ellie, same thing. She repurposes old vintage jewelry. Oh, we're wearing. Yeah, we're both wearing.
Right.
These are her backstabbers, she calls these, because they have little antique knives,
this is
pocket knives.
Pocket knife, and then Christine has a... A gun.
Yeah, I had to get that.
That's a knife too. I see.
I had to get that for Christine. It spoke to me. Christine,
it's a gun she can cut you with.
But something you probably couldn't get on an airplane with.
That's right. Yeah. Actually, when she sells them, she says she reminds you that you can't wear them on a plane. And
put them in your luggage.
The police officer commented on Christine's necklace.
Yeah, what did he say?
He just said could be considered as a concealed weapon.
Uh-oh.
I said, only if I do this, and I cover it up, because it's out in the open.
Interesting. So how did the two of you connect?
Through ArtSync.
Okay.
Through ArtSync. And I wanted, a lot of our ArtSync staff and contributors are, spread out. And Nancy really pays a lot of attention to us and, gets our name out there whenever she can. So
and
I wanted to...
And Facebook is,
It's a great place to keep up with everything that we're doing.
And that's
on
how
the fan
I found
page.
Her on the fan page of Facebook.
Before I forget, I want to mention Christina Cole, who is one of our photographers, and she's just opened up a gallery in Wilmington, which I think you would really be interested in. It's called One Wicked Gallery. We all just call it Wicked. And the opening for this gallery is on Saturday evening. You can get some details if you go to our website.
I was down there a little early last weekend in Wilmington. Wasn't officially open yet, but the doors are open.
Uh-huh.
And it's just great. It's
They have everything. They have a little of everything.
Really interesting. I bought a piece there. I'm like, do you want me to come and get it later after your opening? And she said, no, I have tons more things to go up. But I bought the most beautiful piece of art.
This is unique stuff that you wouldn't find just anywhere.
Right.
And she's a great art editor, and she just knows how to pick.
Where's the location?
It's on Castle Street in Wilmington. There is information posted on our website. As a matter of fact, everyone that writes for us and edits for us, if you go to our website,
give us that.
ArtSyncMag.com. Where's our jingle? We were going to do a jingle. ArtSyncMag.com.
I didn't know about the jingle.
I didn't know.
Remember
about
the jingle from the last show?
Oh, my goodness.
You don't remember?
You're giving me a lot of credit for memory.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting older.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you go to the website.
But we'll have to come up with one now that you're back.
And you click on staff picks or weekly exhibits, like Christina with Wicked and Fural Arts. You can go to her page, and it'll give you all of her website stuff and all of her information. Same thing with Karen Johnson from Odd Girl World, she's another writer, and her information's there too. And Jeff Kellen, who started Artist and Art Autism. Which he started it on Facebook.
A fabulous writer.
Oh, he's a great writer. And you can get his information too. So really,
good.
Like, I'd like to give everyone a shout out. Sterling E. Stevens is still with us, photographer. And
so you've retained a lot of the original crew.
I mean, pretty much everyone.
Clarify to everyone out there that it's actually been 2 years since I've seen Christine.
Right.
So
we've added
some
people.
We're playing a little bit of catch up.
Right. We've added, and we still have everyone. We pretty much have everyone we started with. I think, well, I'm looking at you, but you don't know that. You don't.
No, I'm just looking back at you. And okay. Nodding. Whatever you say.
Just in case you can't see this out there.
Oh, we just released a press. I mean, we sent out a press release. Mm-hmm. And if you go to the website again, artsyncmag.com, there's a link for the new media and press release and all of our new stuff about going national and what we're doing.
Good.
And our staff is all right there.
And there's so much to read on that website, and you can. I was telling her last night.
We're putting up a new website too, by the way. It's sometime by the first.
But I just love reading about the different people and their bios and the different artwork that's up there. You can spend a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's the new website based on?
We just want to make it a little fresher and easier to navigate, and so. We've been listening to feedback and stuff. And
good.
So sometime, we hope, by
so
the first of the
you're
year.
You're going to take down what exists now.
And we're still keeping, right. I mean, there's going to be a lot of similar. We're not changing it completely, but we are going to make it a little easier to get around. So a new look. A little bit of a new look.
Yes,
same
yes.
brand. Same was, great logo.
It always helps to change a little.
Right.
Oh,
that's
actually, Audrey's
right.
pulling
yeah,
it up right now.
I pulled it up on the computer here, and it looks like a great cover on
that's
this.
That's Spider Webb. Oh, uh-huh. Don't we love him?
So, people, you can't see it over on the radio, but you can get on your computer and take
that's
a look.
Right.
Check out that
no,
website.
Very artsy
looks
covers.
Like some great things.
I remember the first one.
That was Bruce Mitchell, right.
Yes,
he won the cover contest.
We even had Bruce on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of writing do you have in there? You talk about your writers. I mean, what are they writing?
Well, we write a little bit about everything. We mostly features artists.
Like reporting articles.
Mm-hmm. Interviews and just, you know, mm-hmm. a story about the artist. And then we have some columns. Like Sterling E. Stevens has a column. He's a photographer and mm-hmm. a great writer. And so he captures images and writes stories mm-hmm. About them. And Karen Johnson has her own column. And this is her first column coming into this new mag. And Jeff pretty much just does whatever I give him an artist, and he goes for it and does it, which is great. I love that. There's a little bit of everything in there.
Stories about the arts.
Stories about the arts.
Do you
right?
just take stories in general, as for example mine, where just written
nonfiction.
Nonfiction?
I mean, that's what I'm asking. Do you do anything?
It's everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we just started this new thing, Me, Myself, by I. And so it's basically you write about your alter ego. And you write in your alter ego and send a picture or whatever, and we put it up online, and then we pick three to feature in the magazine. So if uh-huh. you'd like to do it, please, there's all the information.
I need to send you a story or two.
I'm
writing more and more these days.
That's great.
And
that's
of course, I write in practically all genres. Uh-huh. But recently, it's been more the horror genre, but it's been, I think Audrey sort of kicked me into that.
Well, talking about Halloween anyway.
I needed a piece for her to perform on Halloween, and we were making everything that was being performed my work, but I hadn't written anything.
Oh, you wrote the performance?
I wrote everybody's pieces, mm-hmm. yeah. And they were all horror.
Okay.
Some not fit for children.
So do you have poetry? Do you publish mm-hmm. poetry as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We published a piece of in our
Claudius.
First issue.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Okay.
Which mm-hmm. one was that? Got him.
I don't know.
That's all right.
It's another
that's
generation.
All right. That's fine.
I have one. Yeah, it's horrible. Can we change the time? Can we do, if we do this?
Let's have a flashback.
Okay.
Okay, everybody take the pill. One, two, three, swallow. There we go. Here we are.
Where's the coffee?
Feeling much better. Where's the coffee? Christine really doesn't operate without that 10W40.
Coffee pot, please.
We'll have to get her some afterwards. Of course, that's too late to get the energy here.
Oh, that's okay. I feel at home here, though, so I don't...
Good,
that's
you should.
Good. I know eventually I'll come back, maybe, if you'll have me, and we can make up for it.
Absolutely, we'll do that.
Yeah, I mean, there's
even the police escort with you and a deadly weapon didn't wake
I
you
know.
Up.
I know, no, I was just so aggravated the whole time.
Oh,
like
no.
We're late.
So
he's,
sorry.
He's probably has somebody on standby.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
And then we're gonna get
standby's called make it up because they didn't show.
And a little birdie's gonna come flying yes. up through the window or something. Yeah, I was worried.
Once again, I want to give a quick shout-out. Remember, today is election day, so anybody you want to kick in the butt or kick out, now's the time to go make your statement, and I definitely think we We should make some moves on that. I'm going to continue this inimitable Robin Williams phrase. Remember that politicians are like diapers. They need to be changed frequently and for the same reason. It's getting funky in America.
And if you don't get out there and do something about it yourself,
yes,
then it's all your fault.
And we're changing the name of the White House to make it more politically correct. We're calling it the Outhouse. So do something, America. I think we need some fixing. It's getting funky. The rest of the world is telling us they're getting adrift. So it's time to fix what's broke.
I'd still rather be here than anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, we are here. The fact is, this is where we're planted, so... That's why I'd like to be more like the French. Yes. If the government doesn't work, kick their butts until they do. And that's my misbehaving for the morning. Shall we play another little tune, and then we can just sort of regroup here with the ladies and
yes,
decide.
Yes, I can grab my notes. That would be
theme.
Fabulous.
Yes, please. And who are we playing this time?
Oh, I think we'll play a little David Sanborn.
That sounds good. He was just recently at the Carolina Theater. He comes back annually and does a performance, and I'm very happy to say that I'll be able to host Judy Collins again next year.
And we're going to play Cameron.
We just had Jeff Daniels on. I stage managed Jeff Daniels at the Carolina Theater. Did a wonderful show. I'm afraid a bit of a low audience turnout because not enough people realize that he's also a singer, songwriter, performer. Goes in a bit of a bluesy direction, but he's a wonderful storyteller. And with his background in cinema,
as are you,
he had a lot to offer. Thank you.
Great storyteller.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay, here comes David Sanborn, Come Rain or Come Shine.
Thank you.
a little bit of David Sanborn, Come Rain or Come Shine. So you get out there and vote, people. Come rain or come shine. And you've got shine today.
Yes,
it's beautiful
indeed.
Out.
Make
There's no happen. Reason not to get out there and get make your voice heard. And also, don't forget about it between elections either. Be active. Be active in your communities. If you want the world to be the way you want it, you've got to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Be like the French.
On a regular basis. Be like Americans and get out there.
All right, then
and
we've got a lot of Frenchies here. We can do that. We can fake it.
Hey, just get
I
out
just
there
adore,
and
I
do
absolutely
something.
Adore the French for the way they treat their government. A government should fear the people. It shouldn't be the other way around.
And the people should get up and be active. I mean, we come from people who sailed across eons of sea, et cetera, et cetera, and that struggled through horrible situations.
We didn't come here to be
wimps.
Against
their will and still survived. And it's time that everybody on a regular basis pays more attention to how the country's being run. On election day and between election days,
that's
people.
That's the reason we're on the pulpit the today, because it is election day.
Yes, anyway. So, on to the arts.
Well, back to ArtSync.
I did want to mention, because I feel so silly for not knowing this.
Oh,
I
no,
should
you
know
don't.
This, but it's from not having enough coffee. Steven Serio.
No. You've picked up a little. You plugged into something out there.
Has done all the art for The Residents, which is pretty, a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm,
so
no
I
doubt.
Made mention, and I couldn't remember the name, and I wanted to just go back and fix that.
Good. Is that the latest one that you're holding there?
No, this is our summer. This was our summer. Would you like it?
Oh, please. Yeah, I've got to start. I guess I've got to subscribe again. I stopped getting them. And I just forgot to send you the information to continue to send.
Looks like a beautiful magazine.
We will put you on the list. Are either one of you on Facebook?
Yes.
I am, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I rarely spend time on it. I basically, when I get an email that says somebody on Facebook is looking for you, I go there for a few minutes because it scares me how much time can pass while you're on these things.
That is true.
Two and 3 hours go away and I go, where's my life?
That's true, but I have to say I have more fun on Facebook and mostly with the ArtSync gang at night.
Well, I guess maybe I'll have to try and do that too.
We have a lot of fun. We get
have
pretty
5 admins on our fan page, so it can get a little crazy on there.
And we get real silly at night on there. And
silly
it's
sandwiches with Jenner.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll have our cocktails all together and whatever
cocktails
they may
and sandwiches.
Be.
Sandwiches, here we go.
Yeah.
Hot toddies.
Yeah. So, and a lot of jokes, and it's a lot of fun. Many times in the middle of the night, I am literally laughing, out loud while the rest of the house is sleeping because of something that someone wrote.
Well, and it's a good way to keep up with us. Like, our website is obviously a good way to know what's going on, but on our fan page, we have 5 admins on there, and so we post our weekly features there, and, just we pick people to, artists that we find on Facebook or wherever, and we share links, and anyone can really share a link on there. So it's a good way to get your information out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Recently there was a link on there about an artist I did not know about, and I hit the link and looked at this art, and it was amazing. It was, I believe it was Marion Peck, mm-hmm. and I don't know which one of your people posted it, but it was fabulous art.
My
and
people,
just,
my humans,
one
mean?
Of. I don't know who did it, but I forget who. But it was fabulous. I mean, just wonderful stuff. And I had the best time just looking at all these wonderful pieces of very surreal, kind of dark art that,
Well, I think I should probably link Carbro BookBeat there, because we do interviews on Mondays with authors from all over. Well, mm-hmm. we focus on North Carolina or North Carolina connected. Mm-hmm. And do live interviews.
That's where she is the host, and
right.
I'm
that would be awesome.
Co-host.
Please feel free to do that, and
definitely.
And then we'll share it too on our
absolutely
on our personal
spread
pages.
The word. Yeah, I'll do that when I get home today.
Audrey's also got an interesting blog up for anybody trying to beat the current economy by showing people how they can build themselves a home economically.
It's called smallhousejournal.wordpress.com. And I'm building, I have property that I've had for 20 plus years down in Moncure, and have been wanting to actually tent it on there for a while. I've been wanting to build on there ever since I bought it. And I have finally started. I put my 500 foot drive in, and I've got my septic systems going in. I just talked to the person I picked to do the well this morning. And what my process has been, that I'm doing this whole thing for cash, which means the house might be 10 feet by 10 feet by the time I'm
for a while. You can add on, right?
Yes, exactly. It's going to be a two-stage house. Mm-hmm. So the first stage, I've squeezed it down, and I hope I'm going to be able to put up my 640 square feet and get it closed in so that the foundation will be there, the framing, the roof, and closed in with windows and doors. And then I can work on the inside.
That's such a great idea. Yeah. Just to go a little at a time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, and I am writing the blog, one, because it helps me focus. I've never done this before. I'm doing my own contracting. And it is like going to college all over again.
And give us the blog again.
smallhousejournal.wordpress.com, and it's got great pictures there. It's a beautiful piece of property. It's got 5 acres. It's all woods.
And that's my dream.
You're talking my dream right now.
That's
I'm already planning my garden in the front, which is going to be... I wanted a rose and herb garden, and I've decided to put it in the form of a labyrinth.
That's great.
I mean, I'm just kind of going way ahead. I've got enough plans to take me through, you know, until I'm transcendent.
Yeah, that's why I selected my little under 3 acres in the deep woods in Broadway.
Right.
And the only thing I could think about putting up at the time, because I knew I couldn't afford to build anything, was to buy a trailer. So
right.
I just put a mobile home back in there, made it look like a little gypsy encampment, and I figured at some point if I decide to stay in the area, I'll build myself an A-frame log cabin or something, and if I don't, then I'll rent it.
Well, you're here, though. You're here forever, aren't you?
Forever? That's a haunting term.
I mean, how could you leave the station? Or
he's here forever as long as you don't tell him that it's forever.
I was just, told I was in Hotel California. You can't leave. I would say I'm here forever on the planet. But
forever, well, just today.
There we go.
Yes.
Forever for the rest of today.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's also the thing for people out there to realize that you don't need 3,000 square feet. I mean, how many rooms can you be in at one time?
Mm-hmm. Let's stop looking at everything with a capitalistic eye and just humbling ourselves to what we have in nature.
Well, as to what we're able to deal with.
Right.
There was a line from a book I read a long
time ago
Trevanian called Shibumi, was a title, a great spy novel.
True.
But there was a character in there that was very interesting, and when asked why he lived why did he live so simply when he had enough funds to live on a grand style? And he said, I live to the level of the effort I'm willing to put out.
And that fits me to a T.
And me as well. So
it's a lot of work to have to maintain everything around you. And all the people. And
9 times out of 10, just for the pretensions of keeping up with the Joneses. Forget it.
You know, it's,
well, forget that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I have no interest in that.
I'm going to
try
kill
to keep
the Joneses.
Up with me.
throw them off the roof one by one. Tall building.
Look, you can fly. Try it. Flap those arms.
I don't know. There's an awful lot of aggressiveness here today.
I think it's the discontent with the political season.
Just go in peace.
Be like the French.
Exactly. Oh, kick boy. Butt. Hey, if you don't mind, Christine, give us a little background on the original history behind ArtSync, why you ever put it on the map, for anyone tuning in for the first time about the
subject. Well, if you remember, I wanted to put North Carolina in the same sentence as L.A. and New York City.
I do remember that ambition,
And that's a big job, and we kind of helped do that. I mean, we didn't do it, but we did bring a lot of attention.
You've moved nationally, I would say you've taken some steps. Yeah.
We've brought a lot of attention outside of North Carolina to North Carolina, and that was the big reason for having the icons like Robert Williams and Steven Serio and H.R. Giger and Spider Webb. Was to bring, you know, a powerful, knowledgeable, you know, artists who, these icons, to bring them into our publication. People here in North Carolina should know who these people are and should learn about them. And also it brings all of their fans to the magazine. And now you have all these extra people looking at artists here in North Carolina and their work. And there's been some good things that have happened for that, I think, for some of the people in our magazine. And so that's how it started. We wanted to put North Carolina on the map other than just being a political state.
No, you're right, because very few magazines out there were doing that at all.
Right. And we have so much talent here. But North Carolina couldn't support the magazine the way we needed them to. So we had to, it just evolved. You know, this is what's happened. And so, you know, to stay true to our roots here, we're still going to feature, you know, there's always going to be North Carolina artists in the magazine. But we've just branched out and we're going to have more.
So is it going to increase the volume of pages in the magazine doing this? Or
well, this next issue, yes, because it's a special, mm-hmm. a special edition. It's our first national piece, so yes. But it's just going to depend. I mean, we're not really going to, if you go and read our press release, which I would really strongly advise because it pretty much spells it all out, we can't make promises about how many pages or when exactly it's going
to
come out.
And you shouldn't have to. No, I was just wondering.
They always want to know. And I understand that because when you're excited about something or if you're in, you're being featured, you mm-hmm. want to know, well, when am I, you know, when is it going to be out? When am I going to see it? From being the publisher, you know, which is a completely different from just, you know, having fun with the content.
Right.
And dealing with the inside of the pages there. It's a whole nother ball game because we have to have the advertising to print, and we want to print, and we're online too, but mm-hmm. we want to print. We want the artists and the contributors to hold the magazine in their hand.
But your last issue was really, I thought it was really huge. It was like a really thick issue with spiderweb.
It was the paper content. It was the paper.
Oh, I just thought it was.
Weight paper. But yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nancy.
I love that issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, even just by the copy you gave me, I can tell it's increased in density mm-hmm. from early on. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure with some of who you're going to have knocking on the door now that you are going national, you're probably going to have to create some space.
Yeah, I mean, well, we can always make space. Mm-hmm. We can always add pages. It's the great thing about, you know, InDesign and, you know, having these great programs to work in. We can always add pages. We can always make room for advertising. Absolutely, if you're listening out there, advertisers.
Yes, I was going to say, if there's a particular reach you want to make to both advertiser as well as artist, make it now.
I would just tell them to go to our website at artsyncmag.com, and it is pronounced artsync, not artsy or artsync. It's artsync.
S-Y-N-C.
artsyncmag.com. Look at our media kit and read about our staff and our latest press release. Also, if anybody were to go and look at our media kit and had an interest in advertising and mention the show, I think we could probably...
The show as in the speakeasy that you're listening to now.
I think we could probably cut the rates in half. I mean, if they mention the show.
Wow.
That's a generous offer.
Mm-hmm. That's a very generous offer.
So
if you're listening to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, you just got a wonderful offer. Just mention that you do. This way we might find out that we have more than 5 people listening.
Yeah, I think we do.
I think we do.
Oh, my.
I know we have the Carolina Theater listening, so.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I don't know how many of our people, all like our army of humans, are listening, but a lot of them aren't up at this hour.
That's true.
But I know that if you have an archive, if you put it up, they'll all come and listen.
And if anybody
Everyone's really excited.
If anybody wants to reflect on this again, just go to the podcast, which should be up in a couple of days.
We have a really large gang of humans who follow us.
One of these days, I need to come to Wilmington and meet them.
And our website, if you're going to find the podcast.
You should come Saturday to the Wicked opening.
I don't know about Saturday, but I'd like to find another time.
Well, anyone that's listening, if you're wanting something a little different, a little unusual, and you want to meet some really fantastic artists, Christina Cole is also the founder of Fural Collective Art. I'm getting the name all messed up, but anyway, she's a promoter and an art editor and a photographer and a little bit of everything, and. She has found all these wonderful artists who, I mean, you bought a piece.
Yeah, amazing. Christy Howard, I think, is the artist.
Rachel Black. I mean, there's 30 something artists. They're all really, really good and different. And so if you're looking for something a little different.
And that launches this weekend, this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm booked for the weekend, so I don't think it's anything I can break out of.
Well, if when you were in Wilmington, yes, you really need to go check
out. But at some
point,
I'm just going to.
And again, you can find her on our website. If you go to the weekly exhibits or staff picks or really anywhere, because she's one of our photographers, you can mm-hmm. go right to her page, and all Good. Of her information is there, along with Karen and Jeff and everyone else that's...
And there's even a link to me on the
there
website.
There is. You're a signature member. Absolutely.
Just look for that signature.
You can find that under weekly exhibits, I think.
I think just looking
it says signature. We do need to update that page.
Yes, I know. I've been a bad boy. And I'll try to do that. So give us the website one more time. Any contact information, any phone number you're willing to lay down, if that's appropriate at all. Go ahead and do that. That's what
we're Art's phone number.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Personal
I don't know.
Phone number.
No, not personal phone number.
Who
business.
Uses the phone? Who uses
ArtSyncMag.com. ArtSyncMag.com. And make sure to click on the Facebook link and join our fan page for special offers and fun and just new creative.
Good.
New artists and what's going on with us, and also Adore.
And Nancy, did you want to? Mm-hmm. Did you
give us
a little spiel on Adore? So because we're narrowing the end of the hour.
December 1st,
we're having Bling Night. We're in Cary on Cary Parkway between the Farm and Roly Poly. two great places to eat. We're opening our second store March 1st in Raleigh, and we're going to be online as well. We are online, but we're going to be selling online soon, and that's www.adoreboutiques.com.
And if you have a hard time remembering, you can go to our website and find a link for her too, as well. Yeah. There.
And I'm always lurking about on Facebook and ArtSync, so any night that I'm not out.
And anyone tuning in here right now has been invited to join them on the Facebook communication medium. So feel
Art
free.
Art party.
Yes.
Art party. Okay.
I love it.
And as far as I'm concerned, we might want to make room for the next show. But I usually sort of cut off about 5 minutes early.
Right.
But we want to play some music.
Thank you for having us, by the way.
Thank you so much.
And again, if you go to WCOMFM.org and click on, that's the website for the station, and click on podcasts, and as you scroll down the left-hand side, you will find an archive or a podcast of this show within
a couple of days anyway. Ernie Hood usually puts it up. He's with Radio In Vivo, and he's always good enough to put it up. I'm afraid I don't know enough about computers to do it myself. I'm not one of those whiz kids.
Right.
I reserve that for other areas in life.
So, okay.
But anyway, thank you for tuning us in. I think we're going to go out with some kind of music. What's the music we're going out with?
Bette Midler and Gypsy.
Entirely appropriate. So, yes. Christine, thank you very much.
Thank you.
ArtSync Magazine. And also Nancy.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater. And Audrey, thank you for co-hosting.
Oh, and I love you, Aaron. Sorry.
All right. Who's Aaron?
My little boy.
Oh, the boy. Hello. Yes, we love you too. Ditto.
Okay.
Until next time. Cheers.